Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your Giggers Showing.
It most definitely is your Giggers Showing. And a gig that's not on tonight. Morena, Liam.
Morena. How are you going, Karen?
Good. So it's next Saturday night.
Yes, next Saturday night. There was a slight miscommunication, but that's all good. It happens. We'll be having sports streams up from Palmerston North on the 26th of April, so next week. So hopefully then there'll be no weather concerns, but we'll see how we go.
Absolutely. This weather, so reminiscent of 2023.
I was talking to Karen off air about how the last major floods in Auckland, I was up here at BFM as a volunteer and then got stranded in town immediately after because Stanley Street flooded. So it wasn't the best time, but at least whenever there's a flood in Auckland, I always end up back here one way or another.
There's no flood at the moment.
Thankfully.
No, did you hear that thunder last night?
Terrifying.
Was it? I thought it was quite exciting.
I think that flood actually has turned me off from all of like the
weather
comfort
events
from storms, because we were out in Waitakere where the flooding destroyed multiple roads, and we, like, me and my mother couldn't get home from town, so we were just stranded at her workplace. But thankfully now I have my own place that's less susceptible to horrible weather events. Hopefully. We were fine last night, which is the main thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope everybody was fine. But I actually thought that thunder was, you know, nature at its finest.
That's fair. I think it can be very comforting at the right times. It's just if you've had...
Not quite comforting, but...
It's sort of something. Fair enough.
Remarkable. There you go. Mm. I played Shannon Georgia Peterson earlier because when that track came out, 2021, what a great talent. What a songwriting talent and one half of Sports Dreams.
Mm. Yeah, Shannon's been, been making music since they were about in high school. They started with their band Fruit Juice Parade, which was a fantastic emo two-piece, which has then since kind of developed into Sports Dreams, who are coming up next Saturday, as we said, and then her own solo project, which Karen played the debut track of back in 2021. Which was a fantastic little COVID anthem. That was like one of the first songs that really got me into New Zealand emo, which is its fun little subgenre that I've been like putting a lot of time and thought into over the past few days.
Is it? Mm. Why is that?
I suppose, I guess New Zealand emo in of itself has kind of broken off from the general widespread view of it, of like mid-2000s MCR, Taking Back Sunday type of things that people will generally think of when they think of emo, and have gone more towards the underground scenes that have formulated in America within that genre. So a lot of the bands like Shannon's work and then also Carbon Carb and Model Home have really been leaning into the more kind of, I would say, softer, more emotional side of that subgenre.
Would you call that emo?
I'd say so, yeah. It's it definitely pushes the brink, but I think that here in Aotearoa, I don't know, it's a little bit softer for the most part. We've got a couple of like heavier, screamier emo bands in New Zealand, but definitely a lot of the people that come from Papaiti Records, the label that Carbon Carb and Shannon's solo work and Sports Dreams have all been releasing their music through, generally tends to veer towards more kind of like, I guess, indie pop adjacent emo, whilst also...
That's a good description.
Yeah, and interspersing it with a lot of really great... there's a couple of, like, math rock bands on that lineup and a few old projects, including, like...
What rock bands did you say?
Math rock.
Math
sort
rock,
of vibes.
What's that?
Various forms of guitar music that's in strange time signatures, essentially. Another band from Palmerston North called Soda Boys who...
Yes, I know them.
Yeah, they put out their release earlier this year, I think, and they're also on Papaiti. So it's a little cute little family that's happening down in Palmerston North where a lot of great sad bands coming up in Aotearoa at the moment.
Shall I say, don't blame them? No. So wouldn't that be maths rock? No, math rock.
Who's to say, really?
Well, in terms of the language of Aotearoa.
Yeah, yeah, perhaps. Fair enough.
But mind you, it is ever-changing.
Yeah.
Hey, so you've picked a Sports Dreams track to lead us gently into next Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
This is Fuzzy?
Yeah. Perfect. This was, I think, the first track off of their 2022 EP, Weather Admitting.
Yeah, great album title as well, Weather Admitting. Here we are, Sports Dreams and Fuzzy. It's beautiful. Sports Dreams. Shannon Georgia Peterson is the songwriter. They're a duo. And it's called Fuzzy. I'm talking with Liam Hansen about Sports Dreams. They are, I guess you'd say, headlining, Liam.
I'd say they're headlining for an upcoming gig that we've got going on at 6:05 Morningside next Saturday.
Next Saturday night, right. Okay, who else is playing?
So I've brought a couple of other bands onto the lineup for this one. I think firstly we'll have Beth Torrance, who has been making wonderful, wonderful indie folk and sharing it across Tamaki Makaurau and Te Ika Amaui for the past couple of years. You might know her voice on BFM from various artists, which is also ironically the show that I used to do on BFM. But she's been making some wonderful, wonderful indie folk. I think towards the end of last year she put out her second EP called Tiny Flowers, and has a bunch of very, very cool plans coming up this year for releases of new music and tours and this and that. So I think Corridor was one of the final couple songs on the EP from last year and is one of my favourites. So, yeah.
Ankle Socks was the track that B played, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that one got to the top of the playlist, top of the top 10 last year.
Right. So Sports Dreams are supported by Beth Torrance. Yeah. And
we've also got Clementine on there, which I will say that is my project.
Yeah, great.
That's just the emo project that I've been working on, which has admittedly been partially inspired by that Aotearoa emo subgenre, with the way that Sports Dreams has implemented synths and stuff into their soundscapes has definitely influenced the way that I'm going about that project. So next week we'll be playing as a three-piece with myself, the bassist, and our synth slash guitar player. So it'll be a nice little stripped back set, and given that we'll be playing without a drum set, Sports Dreams will be playing without a drum set.
It's a tiny room, isn't
it? It's a tiny room, so we might be able to squeeze in a few more people there, is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, good. All right, so here's Beth Torrance and Corridor, talking with Liam Hansen about for your gig is showing about this gig next Saturday night.
Chase me down the corridor, I can barely breathe. And it's skimming the wall of skin against me. My sleep reach the end of the hall. You stop and turn to me with either hand on my shoulders. You kiss me, smiling teeth, smiling, do not speak. And grin with all your teeth. You kiss so pretty sweet. It's silly on me when I leave. I can't believe there was a first time I laid eyes on you. Oh, and that I had no conception of the weight of the moments before. Looked up at you and I knew something worked. Your hair was short, but your eyes defied any attempt to question your mind. And I simply didn't give a shit. A little contention, I roll, I'm over it. Loved by all, but hated the most by those you tried to love back. And I know you're about as capable as a bug on its back. You really wanted me to see a new house, and I said smiling teeth, smiling, do not speak. kiss so pretty sweet. It's still in me when I leave. It's still in me when I leave. Oh, it's still in me when I leave. When I
Beth Torrance with Corridor on Your Giggers Showing. I'm talking with Liam Hansen about Misheard Records gig next Saturday night at, what's the address there?
That's 605 Morningside.
I keep forgetting what street address it is. 605 Morningside, that's right.
I don't think it's actually 605 Morningside Drive. I'm pretty sure it's 605 New North Road, but...
Yeah, it is on New North Road. That's
it's true. By Morningside train station. It's close enough.
I understand, right. That was the where the confusion was. All right, so Sports Dreams and Beth Torrance and yourself with the three-piece.
Yep, so we'll have my sort of like... emo indie punk project playing a more stripped back set, which will be fun. It's just because our drummer is out of Auckland, but I'm also kind of approaching the project with a bit of a viewpoint of it could work with just a guitar and voice, or it could work with a big old band with 14 people if I wanted to get onto a sort of Black Country New Road type of vibe eventually. But yeah, it's been a very fun project to work on, and all my bandmates have been fantastic. So it's been nice with this project to kind of both experiment as a promoter and a live music coordinator whilst also growing my own little project of sad, loud songs. It's been nice.
You've got on your Bandcamp page, Fifth Wave Emo Band, mm-hmm. and that's how you would classify yourself.
Yeah, it's a hard little thing to go into the breakdown of the different
first,
waves
second,
of
third,
emo,
right.
But I guess Fifth Wave Emo in of itself is kind of referring to stuff from 2020 onwards that tends to be a bit more electronica and occasionally jazz influenced, but kind of just breaking free from the mold of specifically guitar music and pushing it more into other forms of timbre and sonic depths, which has been very fun to kind of experiment with. We're still mostly a guitar band.
Right. Where do you get tickets for this gig next week?
So tickets are available on Under the Radar. If you just search up Sports Dreams Under the Radar, you'll be able to find it. We've got early bird tickets for $15, regular tickets for $20, and then there'll be $25 tickets on the door on the night.
Good stuff. So it's doors open at 7:30. Mm-hmm. You're on at 8.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's the date next Saturday night?
So that will be the 26th of April.
Thank you. Easy. I just want to put that on my phone. Okay, so I'm going to play something from you. I haven't heard this track, so is it new?
Relatively new. Me and my partner, who was also the bassist, worked on it a couple of weeks ago in a bit of a quick mad frenzy of realizing that we needed funds for his Tamako that he got on his arm a couple weeks ago. And we managed to quickly be like, oh man, we need a bit of money. Let's quickly just get a demo out there and see if we can get any Bandcamp funds from it, which we haven't exactly made up the cost of that Tamako yet. But yeah, it's been really nice to just have a little bit of music out there.
Okay, so you look up Clementine on Bandcamp, look for Limbs with Demo in brackets, yep, and you'll find this. Liam, thank you very much for coming in. I know you had to get over your weather
weather fears. Yeah, yes. No, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And I'm sure the gig's going to be great next Saturday night. Definitely something I'd like to go and see myself. So here's Clementine and Limbs.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.